Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Alex Stevens. He is the manager of policy and communications for the Institute for Energy Research. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, Randy. Thanks for having me on.
I wanted to have you on after the radio station received a press release regarding a joint letter that was sent to Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, urging them to swiftly approve the environmental impact statement regarding this tunnel project, Line 5, that we've been dealing up here with for 5 years. Enbridge, we've had people on, Patrick Duffy from Enbridge, we've had all kinds of state reps on. The information was studied under Governor Rick Snyder. This was the best plan, safest plan to protect the Great Lakes regarding Line 5's products. And this has been going on through court. We've been back and forth, state court, federal court, a federal treaty between Canada and the United States. I mean, you guys have been involved in all of this, Institute for Energy Research. Just give us your perspective as of what you've been through, the way you see it heading into this letter going to Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Michigan, and you know, people have been talking about what to do with Line 5 going back even further than a decade. I can remember back in college, you know, 2010-ish, 2011, there were debates going on about what to do with the pipeline. My friend Jason Hayes at the Mackinac Center there, who we partnered with on this letter, he's been involved in this debate throughout this entire time. And, you know, we at IER have been supporting his efforts to just sort of show how unreasonable several of Michigan's elected officials have been on the pipeline. The current project, the letter that we sent, how that sort of came together, one of President Trump's early executive orders directed the Army Corps of Engineers to use emergency permitting provisions to basically expedite energy projects. And I met with Jason back in January, and I pointed out that it would probably be useful for us to have a list of projects that could fall under that order. So the Line 5 tunnel, because it's, you know, such a no-brainer from both an environmental standpoint and an economic standpoint, and because the debate over this pipeline has sort of been emblematic of our problems with permitting and just sort of energy policy writ large in the U.S., we wanted to make sure that this project was on the administration's radar. So in February, we sent the letter with the Mackinac Center, like you said, to Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's responsible for the Army Corps of Engineers that's responsible for conducting the environmental impact statement. And as you know, that's been delayed for over 4 years by the Biden administration. So.
Sure. Well, one of the things that I had a conversation with is our Congressman Jack Bergman. He goes all the way back to our 2018 election for governor of the state of Michigan. when he came to Michigan and was picked up at Selfridge Air Force Base down in Macomb County. He was driven in the Beast out to a ice rink in Romeo. And our congressman from the 1st District up here, Jack Bergman, rode with him from Selfridge to the event. And he explained to him the importance, national security. We needed to expand the Sioux locks. There's all kinds of things that needed to be done there. Trump was very responsive in helping us with that project under the national security threat. And I said, you know, for years, this pipeline, you know, all we need to do is have some environmental terrorists, you know, attack that pipeline, interrupt it, break it into the Great Lakes. And man, this would set us back forever. So these are national security issues. These are energy issues. There's a whole litany of things that we need to bring to their attention. But I wanted to have you on. I'm going to talk to you about this and the direction it's going. The receipt of the letter by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and a lot more. Alex, we'll keep you on through the break. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Alex Stevens. He's the manager of policy and communications for the Institute for Energy Research. And to tee you up, as we were heading out of the break there, Alex, What has been the response so far by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth? Has he responded to you guys? Do you know where he stands on this issue based on the letter you guys sent to him?
So he hasn't responded to us directly, but in late February, the Army Corps did list a group of projects that were given emergency permit status, and the Line 5 project was included in that. From what I'm hearing from the administration, though, they're still waiting on confirmations for sort of the undersecretaries in a lot of these agencies and staffing there before they can move forward on any of these decisions on the environmental impact statements. So right now, that's sort of on hold. That same week, as you probably know, the Michigan Court of Appeals upheld the state's original approval of the project. So we're seeing action sort of at the state level and the federal level. Where things stand now, like I said, we're sort of waiting on staffing to take place in the administration, in these agencies. There's also going to be legal challenges to President Trump's emergency designation of these projects. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But things are moving in a good direction right now.
Now, what you were referring to, I talked about it on the show, was the Michigan court ruling that the Michigan Public Service Commission had approved the permit back in the day. And that was challenged, taken to court, and in fact upheld that they did in fact have the authority and the ability to approve that permit. Was that basically, Alex, the last hurdle that we needed to do at the state level? And now this goes to the federal level, dealing with the Army Corps of Engineer impact, environmental impact statement. Was that the last hurdle in the state of Michigan, I guess, is my question.
Well, as of right now, that's probably the case. Yeah, you never know what sort of legal challenges environmental groups and things will sort of present. But yeah, that Court of Appeals decision was important because it basically affirmed the state's original ruling that, you know, this project could move forward. So as of right now at the state level, it doesn't seem like there's too many hurdles. I know that the permits do expire at the state level, I think towards the end of this year. So there is some urgency here in Washington that we move forward.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I'm going to ask, because this is basically a call to action type radio show. We have a radio family of patriots that listen every single day and they tell friends about it. They listen to the podcast on demand. My question to you is very specific. What can we do, our radio audience, what can we do to either make phone calls or send emails? Should we be calling Congressman Jack Bergman? Or, you know, what can we do to help facilitate the expeditious approval of this environmental impact statement?
Yeah, I think there's two things. So, like you mentioned, I think contacting your representative, Jack Bergman there, is probably a good idea. We have a partner organization called the American Energy Alliance that sort of gives the public tools to be able to contact their elected officials. I would encourage people to go to that website. It's AmericanEnergyAlliance.org. On that website, you'll see on the top of your screen, we have something called the American Energy Scorecard. If you click that, click on the state of Michigan, you'll see a list of your representatives. Click on Congressman Bergman there. At the bottom of that page, you'll have the ability to click on something that says contact your official. Right there, you can send very easily a letter to him just reminding him how important this project is. And to remind him that the people in this community are in favor of this, right? I think oftentimes what gets lost in these environmental debates is that it's outside groups that are coming in and influencing the decisions on projects like this, when the reality is in these communities, right, there's so many great economic benefits. In this case, there's great environmental benefits to this project. You know, make sure that you're highlighting that you, the people who are close to this project, are in support of it. And then one other thing that is smaller, but I still think is important, you know, if you're on social media, share this. This is a little thing, but, you know, social media is an important arena for people to sort of voice their views, and I can promise you that politicians and the people at these agencies pay attention to what's going on there. Randy, I'll share the link to the letter with you to share with your audience, but If you have the ability to just share online and make sure that your voice is being heard, I think that's important too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to be clear because I'm on this website. I want to make sure I know where to go. AmericanEnergyAlliance.org, O-R-G?
That's right.
Okay, and where do I go? I'm at the homepage. Where do I go once somebody's there on that website?
Yep, at the top of the screen, we have a tool that's called the American Energy Scorecard.
Scorecard. Click on that. Yep. Got it.
Click on that, and then you'll see a map with the state of Michigan. Just click on Michigan there.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll populate with all of your representatives. You can find Bergman there. If you click on him.
Yep.
And then the bottom of the page there, you should have the ability to write him a letter, and it'll send directly to him.
Excellent, excellent. Again, the website, folks, AmericanEnergyAlliance.org, and at the very top in the blue banner bar, it's the third one over, American Energy Scorecard. And this lists all of our state representatives, our congresspeople, as well as the senators at the top, Elisa Slotkin and Gary Peters. Complete waste of time to reach out to them, I'm sure. Even though Peters came up here on his motorcycle and got a photo opportunity over the Sioux Locks. I think, though, he's still against the Tunnel Line 5 project. But, you know, we've got congressmen listed here for every district, including Jack Bergman. So definitely, definitely appreciate that. One other point, though, Alex, not only sharing this website, sharing this particular letter, which you can email back to me at the radio station, WCHY, thecallletters.us @gmail.com. This information, if this gets out there in social media, brings it to their attention, and people start calling, people start emailing, people start sending these letters through this website, this really helps them realize that, hey, this is important to the people of the area, people you know, in the UP, people below the bridge. This is going to be a huge boom to our area, our listening area, because this is where the project's going to actually be built. So who better to contact these people than the folks who actually live here?
That's right. And, you know, I think sometimes people sort of underestimate how important that is. If a congressman's office gets, you know, 10 calls on something, it alerts them that people are interested in this. You know, there really aren't too many people who are calling their elected officials that much. So even just a few calls, a few emails, it'll spur action on this. So I think it's very important that we do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I clicked on Jack Bergman. He's on the second page, folks. Looking at the scorecards, explain what people are looking at, because the House average is at 52%. But under Jack Bergman, it says current congressional score is zero. What is that all about?
Yeah, so there's only one vote that's been in there for the new Congress. So we've only scored a single vote, forgetting what exactly that is. But what the scorecard basically does is we compile all of the votes that Congress takes on energy and environmental issues, and we score them based on our principles at IER and AEA, which is basically aligned with sort of free market, more conservative energy positions. So it's a tool that you can look back at past Congresses and see how your representatives have voted on issues, and then we give them a score, and we alert all of these officials at the end of the Congress, sort of at the halfway point, you know, what their score is, just build a hold of them accountable, and it's a tool for the public to know how people are voting on things.
Got it. Well, there was a roll call vote, House 35, this year. It was a key vote, yes, on House Resolution 26. The description was the passage of Protecting American Energy Production Act. The right vote would have been a yes, but unfortunately, Jack evidently wasn't present, or he didn't vote on this particular roll call. So that's basically why he has the zero rating, you're saying, at this point.
That's right, yeah. And we've had a few other votes that will be updated in there probably in the next week or so. I know there was a vote on using the CRA to undo some of the methane regulations that that President Biden had put in place. So only one vote in there right now, so I wouldn't look too much into his score.
Sure.
It sounds like he voted present or didn't vote on that
right.
particular thing.
Right.
But there'll be more votes. We'll probably score the budget bill here, maybe, depending on whether or not there's stuff on energy that we'd like to see happen, notably removing provisions from the IRA in the next spending. I would encourage people to definitely check that out.
Well, at the very bottom, it says contact your representative, and I clicked on it, and basically this form pops up. Send an email to your officials with one click. So they're asking for your name, your address, your phone number, your email address, and then the ability to fill in a text message right there. Send it. Basically, what would you recommend people, the message for them to type in there where it says text your input?
Yeah, I would reiterate just the fact that, you know, you're present in the community where Line 5 is being built. You view it as economically important, an environmental win. Just stress the fact that, you know, your state officials in Michigan have done everything that they can to sort of block this project. And I think, you know, with the new administration, that sort of approach to policymaking where we just stonewall things that we don't like, even if they make complete sense, you know, we're moving away from that. And if that sort of aligns with your view of things, I would encourage you to express that and send it to your official there.
Very good. Excellent. So the form pops up. All you have to do, again, fill out the information. And basically, what I'm going to say is I'm totally in favor of the tunnel project. It would be the safest way environmentally to get this product shipped from Enbridge's pipeline away from the Straits of Mackinac, put it in encased concrete, a tunnel under the bedrock, and a safe way to transport this energy and to keep, you know, propane flowing into our state. I don't know if you know this, Alex, or not, but the UP, two-thirds of the homes and businesses rely on propane as their source of heating and cooking up there, hot water. And, man, that's a lot of people that need propane.
Yeah, and the vast majority of that comes through Line 5. And, you know, in addition to that, refineries down in Detroit, down in Ohio, rely on the crude oil that flows through there. Those refineries produce the gasoline that you guys use every single day. So, the pipeline is enormously important for the state of Michigan, for northern Michigan with home heating and propane and things. So, absolutely.
All right. Again, the website, American Energy Alliance. That's all one word spelled out, lowercase, no dots, dashes, AmericanEnergyAlliance.org. At the very top in the blue bar, you'll see American Energy Scorecard. Then you can just go down and find Congressman Jack Bergman and click on send him a message, contact him, and you can fill out the information. Alex, we greatly appreciate you coming on the show today. This information, very valuable, and continue to you guys doing good work there where you're at. And hopefully we can get this approved and hopefully be able to maybe start construction this year. That would be phenomenal.
It would be. I'm enormously excited about this, and just thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity. So,
yeah, absolutely. All right, sir. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
One of the things I think we have to do, people, is even pick up the phone and contact Congressman Jack Bergman's office. Besides using this contact email, I think it is a good source, but we need to give him a call and say, hey, get a hold of the Army Corps of Engineers, Pete Hegseth, your former military. Let's get this done. Final half hour today's show. I'll give Congressman Jack Bergman's office phone numbers when we get back. Bottom of the hour news of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce on the